Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Andrew Lyons. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And you could hear the noise, and then you could hear the debris, and all of this is going on all around.
Israel vows Iran will pay after missile strikes, and the HSE urges smokers to consider quitting. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Israeli Prime Minister has vowed Iran will pay after nearly 200 missiles were launched into Israel's airspace. People were told to seek shelter as the Iron Dome defence system was mobilised to shoot down the incoming weapons. Miri Eisen is a retired IDF colonel who lives in North Tel Aviv. She describes what she heard while sheltering in a stairwell as the sirens sounded.
They were missiles with very heavy payloads, and the interceptors were intercepting them, and you could hear the noise, and then you could hear the debris, and all of this is going on all around.
Security and defence analyst Declan Power says it will be difficult to restrain Israel after the attack.
They can claim that the gloves are off. They can claim that they are entitled to respond now to defend their people and territory. And that complicates things for the British and the Americans, who don't want this to escalate into a regional war, who would prefer not to have to engage in direct attacks on Iranian territory.
The Defence Forces, meanwhile, has confirmed Irish troops serving as part of a UNIFIL mission in Lebanon remain safe and well amid escalating tensions in the region. Around 350 members are maintaining force protection measures in the country. Defence Forces Captain Kevin Kenny has this update.
We're in constant contact with our personnel deployed overseas, and we're actively monitoring the situation on the ground. While the current circumstances are extremely challenging, our personnel remain committed to the peacekeeping mission that they are deployed on, and they are well trained to handle any increase in volatility.
The finance minister has hit out at opposition criticism of Budget 2025. In the Dáil last night, Social Democrats leader Roisin Shorthall said the spending was like a Bertie Ahern budget. The record budget package has seen cuts to income tax alongside billions of euro in a cost of living package. But finance minister Jack Chambers says despite the lavish spending, the opposition would have been even less prudent.
Everyone in the opposition that's criticising the budget would spend more. And the two core priorities which we set out in today's budget were around setting aside money for, as I've said, the windfall receipts for the two funds, and we're even running a surplus beyond those allocations. They'll reach 16 billion euro by the end of next year, with further surpluses in the economy.
The government is being criticised for doing nothing to relieve the pressure on the tourism industry in the budget. The hospitality sector was hoping for the reduced VAT rate of 9% to be reinstated, but were left disappointed. 612 food service industry businesses have closed since it was raised to 13.5% in September. CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, Eoin O'Mara Walsh, says it's very disappointing.
Well, Irish tourism is having a challenging enough year. I mean, the number of bed nights spent by tourists is down in the country. We haven't recovered to pre-pandemic levels. So the sector, which is the largest indigenous industry the country has, the biggest regional employer, is under a lot of pressure. We were hoping for a more positive pro-tourism budget.
Pharmaceutical firm Pfizer is cutting 5% of its Irish workforce. 210 jobs are going across its three manufacturing plants, Grange Castle in Dublin, Ringaskiddy in Cork and Newbridge in County Kildare. The layoffs are part of the US pharmaceutical company's global €1.3 billion cost-cutting programme announced last May. SIP2's Andrea Clear says they're meeting with the company, but as yet don't have details of the redundancy packages being offered.
Staff are digesting the information as it's been shared with them. I suppose they don't necessarily know the details, and that hasn't been fully disclosed, and we'll wait to receive further information. But our thoughts, I suppose, go out to with any of the workers, their families, who might be facing the prospect of losing their job come the end of 2025.
Irish nurses and midwives say HSE recruitment caps are continuing to have a devastating impact on tens of thousands of health staff across the country. The INMO is today addressing an Oireachtas Health Committee on what it claims are unsafe staffing levels for its members. It says the HSE is focused on the cost-cutting aspect of staff caps, but isn't thinking about the human cost. In their first and only televised TV debate ahead of next month's US election, the two men hoping to become the next vice president have come face to face. The event in New York, hosted by CBS News, saw Republican Senator J.D. Vance and Democratic Governor Tim Walz clash over immigration, the economy and abortion, while both were asked about whether they would support a preemptive strike on Iran following its missile attack on Israel.
Israel's ability to be able to defend itself is absolutely fundamental. Getting its hostages back, fundamental.
It is up to Israel what they think they need to do to keep their country safe, and we should support our allies wherever they are when they're fighting the bad guys.
In sport, Arsenal claimed a major European scalp last night to collect their first win of the new Champions League season. The first half goals from Bukayo Saka and Kai Havertz saw them beat Paris Saint-Germain 2-0 at the Emirates. Man City's first win of the competition came via a 4-0 victory away to Slovan Bratislava, while Borussia Dortmund inflicted one of Celtic's heaviest ever European beatings, running out 7-1 winners. And in entertainment, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming out of retirement. The triple Oscar winner left acting after starring in Paul Thomas Anderson's 27 film Phantom Thread. Now he's returning for his son Ronan's directorial debut, a movie called Anemone, which explores the relationships between fathers, sons and brothers. The pair wrote the screenplay, which also features Sean Bean and Samantha Morton. That's First Up for this morning. Please join us again tomorrow. In the meantime, you can keep up to date on our website at eastsalt.com. Thanks for listening.